want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. We are off and running with another week here on the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. In case you are wondering where that is, we are two blocks north of 520, two blocks west of Courtney Parkway on Merritt Island. If you come up Tropical Trail, we're two blocks to the east of Tropical Trail. If you come down Merritt Avenue, we are two blocks to the south of Merritt Avenue. We are right in the heart of the Merritt Park Place area in Brevard County. It's a historic area, and we are right in the heart of it. You might not know this. Our church back in the day, the previous structure was a dance hall. When Merritt Assembly of God came into existence in 1952, it was a dance hall. Several years later, they replaced that structure with a different building, and that sanctuary is still standing. It has been fixed up and renovated and repaired and painted and re-roofed and air conditioners and all of that sort of stuff. So we have all of the technologies that we can put in there. We have projection software. We got a lighting system, and we live stream our services. We would love to have you come and be a part of what Merritt Assembly of God is doing. So we not only have a local mission, and that is to be a blessing, but we have a global mission, and that is to be a blessing. And that comes through supporting missionaries. Our most recent endeavor was to help provide funds for a church in another country that has no adequate restroom. It has other needs, but it doesn't have a roof. So that's a pretty big need to me, but for them, they said roof would be great, bathroom is more important. And so we have set out to raise several thousand dollars for the bathroom, and anything extra over that goes to replacing the roof. I don't normally ask for a lot of financial contributions from the listeners of the Refresh radio program. It's nice when they come in. It does help us. It is a budget. It's a budget negative. It is not something that we are doing here because of the thousands of dollars that come in from listeners of the Refresh radio program. But today I'd like to extend that opportunity to you. If you would like to help a church in another country that needs a functioning restroom, if you want to be a part of that project, you can make a donation out, make the check out to Merritt Assembly of God, and we will get those funds to that pastor as quickly as we possibly can, and they would be greatly appreciated. They reached out for help in their area. They were told there are so many needs that it's going to be years. We happen to have a connection with them, and we want to shorten that time frame. I don't know if you've ever gone without a functioning restroom, but several years ago when the hurricane came in and wiped out the water supply, we went for quite a while without water in our subdivision, and found that that was not the way to go. We were very thankful when the water was restored. And so if you would like to help be a blessing to that church, let us know at Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. Again, make the check out to Merritt Assembly of God. Make a notation on the envelope or someplace along the line saying, hey, this is for the church. This happens to be for a church in Mexico. If you would like to help them out, let us know, and we will hopefully succeed in not only getting the restroom taken care of, but getting a roof on that sanctuary as well. Thank you very much in advance. Want to tell you real quickly about Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. For over 7 years, we've been talking to you about the services of Jits Concrete. Their family existed at Merit Assembly of God before I existed at Merit Assembly of God. They have been faithful to the church, and they have been faithful to this community for years about building projects, pouring concrete. They do great, phenomenal work. I recommend them not just because I know them. We've had them do work, and they do really, really good work. And so 321-536-5804. If you've got a block or concrete work project that is coming up in the next period of time, give them a call. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. They'll come out, give you an estimate, a time frame, and y'all can see if you can work out the details. And I will tell you, when it's 100 degrees outside, you'll be blessed to have people who know what they're doing, who can get in, get it done, and get on with your project. And the folks of Jits Concrete will do all of that. So 321-536-5804. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. We're going back to Isaiah chapter 28 today. And today is an interesting time frame because I hear people quote this particular passage a lot, but I believe when you look at the context of the passage we're going to look at today, you're going to see that even though it's quoted one way when people quote the verse, that God has a better way. God has a better way. It's not that the one way is bad and the other is not. The one way is good, but God's way is better. And so let's begin reading at verse number 9, Isaiah chapter 28, verse number 9. It says, "Whom will he teach knowledge, and whom will he make to understand the message? Those just weaned from milk, those just drawn from the breast? For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue he will speak to this people, to whom he said, 'This is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.'" Oh, look at that. That's a great, great, I knew it was in there. "And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was to them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. Now listen to this. That they may go and fall backward and be broken and snared and caught." So, this passage indicates that God is looking for a group of people to teach. Now, he's looking for a group of people that he can teach so that they will step in and do the job that other people are not doing. We talked about people last week who had erred, who were stumbling, who were fading away, wearing the wrong crown. They were missing the mark in so many levels. And they had no desire to come back to the purpose that God had for them, to be pillars of strength, to be pillars of justice, sound judgment, people who are not living in error, but living in truth. That's what God wanted. And now he says, where am I going to find someone to teach? Whom will he teach knowledge? And whom will he make to understand the message? Okay. There are multiple aspects to communication. One of them is for the message to go forth, for it to be spoken, for it to be written, described in such a way that the recipient, the listener, the student, if you will, hears the message and understands the message so that the message can be applied in a practical manner. So I know that when I was in school, a lot of the guys thought that they were never going to use some of the principles that were taught in school. When are you going to use trigonometry? When are you going to use algebra and all that sort of stuff? Well, you know, I knew that my dad was a pipe fitter, and he was not only a pipe fitter, he was a pipe fitter instructor. And I knew that he taught, I knew that they sent him away to school so that he could be a better instructor, but I never knew what class he taught. I just knew that whenever I was sitting down to do my math homework, that he and I butted heads an awful lot, because he would come up with an answer, and it would be the same answer. It'd be the right answer. He just went about it in an entirely different way. What I didn't know was that he taught one of those classes that everybody thought you're never going to use that. He taught trigonometry. You know who he taught trigonometry to? Pipe fitters. People that cause buildings to come together in a manner that they are going to function the way that they're designed to function. And so I do remember that a number of times that they would have plans, and you would look at the blueprints, and the blueprints looked good on paper, but when you went to put the paper actually into metal and steel and block, sometimes there were problems. And you needed to be able to figure out all of those angles. So there were people that thought they were never going to use things that actually ended up using geometric and trigonometric principles. That's a big word. On a daily basis. How frequently do you think that you use the spiritual principles that God wants to teach us? Okay. I think that we have been sold a bill of goods as a society to believe that the spiritual principles are only meant for Sunday morning for an hour, or if the preacher goes really long, an hour and a half. And if he gets really long-winded, an hour and 45 minutes. There's a saying, it didn't originate with me, and I've heard multiple people say it, and that is this: we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We're spiritual beings that are going to live forever, but what we do in this season of time that we have, no matter how many years or decades it may be, has a huge impact on where we're going to spend eternity. Okay? So God is looking for people that he can teach so that they will understand, so that people will be blessed and transformed in society. It is not about putting in your spiritual obligation of going to church on Sunday morning. It is about coming together, receiving the grace of God, learning of the grace of God, and also demonstrating the grace of God so that the entire body has a better understanding of what the grace of God looks like in your life, in my life, in everybody else's life, so that all will come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And God says, I'm looking for students. I'm looking for people who are ready to learn. Let me tell you, I'm the pastor of Merit Assembly of God. I'm looking for people who are ready to learn. I'm looking for people who are willing to understand, and that they will be people of influence on their job, in their house. I've got a friend of mine, phenomenal man, phenomenal lover of Jesus, and he's been a blessing to so many people. And I can tell you that through him being a blessing to a number of people, he's been able to talk to more people about Jesus that didn't know Jesus, then probably we will have any idea when it comes to eternity. It's just not about what happens in the four walls of the church. What happens in the four walls of the church, what happens on this radio program, is supposed to impact us when we deal with people outside of the four walls of the church that God wants to bring into a relationship with Him. And so a lot of guys would say this, just teach it to the kids. Just teach it to the kids. Those just weaned from the milk, those just drawn from the breast. Just teach it to the kids. Another group of people would say, well, we're going to leave the spiritual responsibility, the spiritual mantle, we're going to leave that to the women. Okay? I want you to know, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the ladies that were impactful in my life and my relationship with Jesus. But I am also extremely thankful for the men who said, you know what? It is not unmanly to be a Christian. Real men love Jesus. The pastor I grew up under was a Marine. He had served in some of the most intense conflict in World War II that you could imagine. He had a reputation among the soldiers, the Marines that he served with, that was this: guys, if you get into a tight spot, stick close to my pastor. Is what I'm not going to tell you his name here. He's passed away a few years ago. Stick close to him because God's going to take care of him. That's the reputation, not because he was a coward or not because he was not a great businessman. He was both of those things. He had a success. He had built a successful business before he became a believer, or he had built a successful business before he became a full-time pastor. That's what I meant to say. So if you're a businessman, that doesn't mean that you don't need Jesus. You need Jesus. You need to run your business by godly principles. If you're military, that doesn't mean you don't need Jesus. That means that you understand authority. That means you understand chain of command, and that at the top of that chain is God. And that when God speaks, you need to listen. Who's God looking for? He's looking for kids. He's looking for women, but he's also looking for men. He's looking for teenagers. He's looking for seniors. He's looking for anyone who will learn. Okay? That's what he's looking for. And here's what their understanding of learning was at that time. Precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. That was their understanding. Okay? You've got to get this down, then you can get this down, then you can get this down over here. And I'm very thankful. I'm thankful for systematic theology that helps us to be able to explain things that this confused world that we live in does not understand. I'm very thankful that they taught me how to go through the Word of God and understand what the Word of God has to say about these things. You see, I'm not interpreting the Word of God through my experience. I interpret my experience through the Word of God. That's pretty good. If you're looking for tweetable quotes, that one's pretty good. And so there are a lot of people, and they think, well, I can learn a little here, and I can learn a little here, and I can learn a little here. Okay? And that was the paradigm, that was the method, the model that they thought you could only use. You can only gain in increments. And God says that because they had rejected what he wanted to teach them. He said, I'm going to have people that come in that speak a language that you do not understand. They talk a language that you do not speak, and they are going to speak for me to this people. The people that he's talking about are people that he said this, to whom he said, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Okay? So that rest, it means the true and see if I can read what I wrote here. The true comfort and happiness that God wants for each one of us. The true comfort and happiness that God wants for each one of us. Comfort that comes from having your sins forgiven by God. The happiness that comes, the contentment that is there because God is at the helm of your life. He said, I wanted my people to experience a supernatural rest. If you look in Hebrews, you'll see that hardness of heart kept the children of Israel at the edge of the promised land from experiencing the rest that God wanted them. But it says, nevertheless, there is a rest that remains. Nevertheless, a rest remains for the children of God. What does it look like? It comes from hearing what God has to say. He not only talks about the rest, but he says it is a refreshing. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. I heard that someplace. In fact, when I started this radio program years ago and I saw that verse, it was the first time that I had ever been impacted in a major way by that verse was when I was preparing for the radio program. And so it took a few weeks from the time we were approached until we were able to start. And that verse impacted me. And you know what has happened ever since then? I have seen people talk about that verse over and over and over again. Okay? If we will listen to God, we will just not gain in our spiritual life incrementally, but we will experience a supernatural rest, a Sabbath rest, that will be refreshing to us. And it says, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest. But they wouldn't hear. Okay? As a pastor, I can communicate the word of God. I can do my best under the leading of the Holy Spirit to make it as easy to understand and to apply and to live as I possibly can. What I cannot make a person do is listen. I can encourage you, hey, if you're being blessed by the Refresh Radio program, invite others to listen 8:30 and 5 o'clock. I can preach for nearly 9 years at Merit Assembly of God, but the only person that I can make here is myself. What happens if you are presented with God's will, his will not just for you to do the work, but his will is for you to hear so that you will experience true happiness and comfort, you will experience supernatural rest, and you can present that to others and say, look, there is an oasis of rest that is available at the foot of the throne of God. If you will just come, there is an oasis of rest that is available at the foot of the cross because of the work of Jesus. You and I, we can make that available. What happens if they won't hear? Then the only alternative remains this. precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. That's the only option that is left, is to, you know, when I study this passage for years now, it's like, why does he repeat himself? Precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. A few verses later, repeats the same thing. And people say, well, repetition reinforces it so that you know it. But I think he was demonstrating to them, you know, you're choosing to go at this at a snail's pace, where God could cause you to have a spiritual pneumatic tool experience, where he can do great things in a person's life in just a moment. There are a lot of people that think, well, I haven't walked with God for decades and decades. I'm here to tell you that Paul got radically transformed and was used by God powerfully after just a short period of time, where he was set on the right path. Start where you are and say, God, however fast you want me to grow is perfectly okay with me. But if we do not allow the Spirit of God to make great strides of influence in our lives, we're left with precept upon precept, line upon line. And it says, and in the end, they will go and fall backward and be broken and snared and caught. You know, one of the things that I see in myself and a lot of other people is this. We don't do discipline of ourselves very well. We don't do routine real well. We're constantly looking for something that is new instead of that which is the tried and true path. Look, I don't want you I don't want you going. I don't want you backsliding. I don't want you broken and unhealed. I don't want you snared. I don't want you caught. I want you healed, made whole, set free, and empowered by the goodness of Jesus Christ. He came to set the captives free. He came to empower you and make you more than an overcomer. That's what I'd like for you. God bless you. You have a great day. We will see you here tomorrow on the Refresh radio program. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Instead of wrath, you poured your blood.